Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. Today I'm here with Audra McCarthy. Hi, Audra. How are you?
Hi, Lori.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah, you're all tan.
Yeah, loving it, and everyone loves it too. They're like, nice tan.
I know. I'm darker than you. Huh?
I know. We all knew that was going to happen with my light skin.
We just came back from Mexico last week. It was awesome.
Unbelievably gorgeous.
Literally blue beaches.
Like jungle.
We were in the middle of the jungle, and I don't think anyone really gets it.
No, and then people think we're, like, making it up, but we're not. But it was beautiful jungle, don't get us wrong.
Right.
But it was definitely the jungle.
We would walk through in the middle of the day to go all the way back to the lobby, which was about a football field away.
Right.
And iguanas would, like, pass our way, and it's just like, what's going on here?
It's like
here
us
right
and
now?
The iguanas walking to our room. It was weird.
It was kind of cool, though, I guess, when you look back at it.
Oh, it was definitely cool. It was just weird.
Yeah. We're not used to it. We're city girls.
And Lori loved to take the pictures of the iguanas and name them Iggy, just to let everyone know.
Iggy the iguana. Hello.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. Very original.
Yeah, you know.
I have to give it to her.
Anyways, we were there with Tim Fox, who's a former Patriots player.
He's
he was
awesome.
Really nice.
His wife, Debbie, she was awesome as well.
And then, just so happened to be a guy on vacation who used to play for the Chargers.
Yeah,
so
Ron.
So they knew each other.
Yeah.
I don't know his last name.
His name is Ron, though. He was really nice, too.
They were really nice. They got along very well. They could share some good old football stories.
You could definitely tell that they were, both of them were ex-football players. They were, like, the biggest guys.
Could pick them out a mile away.
Right.
But we had a good time. We only had a promo at the airport before we left.
Yeah.
And then we had a promo at this place called Senor Frogs, which was a blast.
Very fun place. If you ever go anywhere with the Senor Frog, you need to go because it was so much fun.
It was so much fun. The people at TNT had a blast. And it's like a quirky little place. Like the chairs are swings and the whole staff is like ready to go dancing.
And if you ever need to go on vacation, go through TNT Vacations. They were awesome.
Yeah.
They had this whole thing set up and, you know, you pay like a certain cover charge. And
it's an all-inclusive trip.
TNT picks you up and, you know, you don't have to worry about travel anywhere. I mean, they were really good. So
yeah, they were very informative too. When we were on the plane, they were like, you know, just look for the yellow shirts when you get off the plane. And when we get off the plane, there's some guy taking our luggage from us and he doesn't have a yellow shirt on. And we're just looking at each other like, what do we do right now?
So Lori stole the luggage back.
So I stole it back.
Excuse me, that was Raj.
But can you imagine if we didn't know that we were supposed to look for a yellow shirt person? We would have just been driving off with some guy with our luggage.
Like, sure, TNT, whatever, it works. But they were
holding a sign, yeah.
But they were really informative, thank God, because Lori and I, we were lost in Mexico without them. In the jungle, lost.
It was a lot of fun. That's how we're wrapping up our third year.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Exciting way to wrap it up, but, you know,
definitely.
Still sad.
Yeah, it's
sad thing to end.
It's just been an amazing 3 years. Audra and I, this is both our last year. We've talked about this before. And Audra's one of the six that are just ending it off this year. It's been a good year. I mean, heck, we ended it with a trip in Mexico.
Right. It's been
really
a great
complain.
Year.
Great 3 years. Patriot Cheerleaders just get all kinds of opportunities, you know, like doing a vacation through TNT for a promotion. They're going on a calendar trip in April to Punta Cana, which is going to be amazing. That's
make
through
sure
TNT
you book
again.
Your trip with them.
Yeah, you can still do that. You can do that through the website, patriots.com/cheerleaders, and just click on the TNT logo, and it gives you the whole spiel. It's a good deal, too.
It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. If it's anything like the Mexico trip, then, you know, I think it's going to be way better because you'll have 24 cheerleaders there.
But everybody kept asking us, where's the other girls? Where's the other girls? We're like,
they would love to be here, but they'll be in the Dominican.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a beautiful calendar.
Yeah. It'll be really nice.
A little jealous.
It's going to possibly top ours.
Yeah.
Last one.
But that's okay. We're happy for them. So what if you like to go back to work?
It was pretty depressing. It's so cold, and we came back, and it was only like 20 degrees the night that we came back. So
I know.
That was really cold. But we had a nice 50-degree weather today, so we were loving it. Everyone at work was keep telling me, you know, oh, you bring the warm weather back.
Yeah. Well, because
like,
it was like in the
me.
80s when we were there.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. And you guys had a snowstorm while we were away, which I missed, tear.
Right. Lori was very upset.
I was so upset.
Was very excited. Very excited.
Well, we're supposed to get snow again this week, so that should be exciting for me.
She'll be satisfied.
Very. Did your boyfriend miss you?
Yes, he did.
Did you guys do anything special when you came home?
Nobody had Sweet Tarts, my favorite candy, sitting in the passenger seat in the car when he picked me up.
Did he?
I was like, Kenny, you're the best. Because Lori and I missed Valentine's Day.
We were there for Valentine's Day.
So.
And this was a resort that, like, celebrated Valentine's Day to the 9th.
It was like it was Christmas there, just to rub it in even more. The only ones without significant others at this entire resort.
They had this huge cake, which was awesome. Like, absolutely so thoughtful. Yeah. But we were just like,
wait. Everyone probably thought we were a couple. We were like having like our little carnations that they handed out together, and we had our little Valentine's Day desserts and flowers and hearts, and everyone just kept giving it to us, so we were like,
I know.
But it was fun. It was like a definitely memorable Valentine's Day.
Definitely. So you got sweethearts. When Paul picked me up, there was a rose and a stuffed animal and candy and a photo album waiting for me.
They miss us. What would they do without us?
What would they do?
Just like at work. What would they do without us?
I don't know. Everybody at work kept busting me up because I wanted snow and nobody else wanted it. And they were like, you wanted it so bad, and when you left, it came. And you're not even here.
And they were laughing.
Nobody else wanted it.
Audra, all I do, they're like, Audra, she always complains about the snow. And then she goes to Mexico and it snows out the only time when she's gone. I was like, that's so perfect. Couldn't ask for a better way.
Obviously. But. So this is our last year. We'll close it off in Mexico. We've had a great 3 years. We've only got a couple practices left. Then tryouts.
And we'll be around next year.
Yeah, we're going to help out at prelims, and we're going to help out at the auditions. So you'll still be seeing us.
Yeah, and we'll be hopefully, helping out at games and, working with junior cheerleaders and,
all that good stuff.
Be the alumni.
Role models.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
We're looking forward to it. Any way to keep in contact, right?
Right. Less stressful.
Right. So you're going to be getting a dog soon, hopefully.
Hopefully I'll be getting a dog. And hopefully Kenny's listening to this, my boyfriend, because I want him to buy me one so bad. But I would love a little dog, and, I'll have plenty of time to take care of my dog now. So
Without cheerleading.
So hopefully we name the little guy Stoli. We already planned it and everything.
So exciting.
So cute. I already have him picked out online. Right now his name is Lincoln, but that'll have to be changed.
Pretty soon.
Soon.
Hopefully. Knock on wood.
And I thought my talk, Kenny said we had to have a talk when I came back, and it was a long talk, and it was about the dog, but Yay. He is not ready for the dog, so I need to work on the dog. It's like we're having a child. So
one
hopefully
baby
soon.
Step at a time.
Yep.
Very good. Well, if you are interested in auditioning, keep checking patriots.com/cheerleaders to find out more. Any questions, comments, submissions, write into today@patriots.com. I guess that about does it for today, Audge.
Yep.
I guess we'll have to just see them later.
Well, talk to you later.
Thanks for joining us, and we will see you on the sidelines.
Go Pats.